95. Tariana. With their helmets on, they didn't look like children. They looked like soldiers. That was the first thought that struck her as she stepped out of Lesendor's library to see the 51st lined up in neat rows, their dragon standard bearing their number, glinting in the sun. And Marcus had just agreed to take them to war. To his credit, he appeared not the slightest bit pleased as he glared at the golden chariot that awaited him.
"This is unnecessary. A horse will be fine."
"The citizens love their traditions," Wex answered. "I assume you remember how to drive one, and how to follow an order when given one?"
"Yes, Commandant."
Striding down the steps, Marcus stepped into the chariot, taking up the reins. Two young legionnaires on horses followed, carrying crimson and gold banners with Celandor's dragon wrapped around a 37.
"Do you know how to ride a horse, Tariana?"
Ostornik asked.
"Not well." "I see."
He frowned.
"Is your preference to ride behind me or for me to lead your horse?"
Her preference was not to cling to a child's back while she rode to meet the man she hated more than anyone on Wreath.
"I'll manage myself."
Wex appeared next to her, holding armor identical to that the legionnaires wore, along with a hooded cloak.
"Cassius will be aware of your presence by now. Put these on."
Her skin turned to ice, but she managed a nod, accepting his help buckling the breastplate rather than revealing her shaking hands. The cloak went over top, the laces down the front hiding the metal protecting her torso, the hood shadowing her face. It was uncomfortable and hot, but better than the alternative. Between Ostornik and Pullo, they managed to get her on the back of a horse that looked about 100 years old and required her to thump her heels against its sides half a dozen times before it deigned to start moving. The boys mounted easily, the young Legatus trotting his mount to where Marcus stood, glowering in his chariot.
"They are yours to command, sir."
Marcus gave a slight nod before barking out orders that Tariana barely registered, her stomach hollowing at the tone of his voice. That cold authority that she hadn't realized she hated until today.
"This isn't who you are," she wanted to scream.
Except maybe it was. Everything they passed on the short trip to Celandriel was a blur. Her horse walking in the correct direction by virtue of Ostornik and Pullo keeping her between them, their eyes watchful. Her gaze never left Marcus's back where he drove the chariot ahead of them, his red cloak fluttering on the wind, the gold dragon embroidered on it glittering in the sun. Half the boys marched ahead and half behind, the noise nearly drowning out the drumbeat. Ahead, Celandriel appeared in all its filthy glory, sprawling far outside the walls of the inner city. At the sound of the marching men, people poured from their homes, lining the road to watch the parade pass. This was a poorer area of the city, populated primarily by the Peregrini, the people from the Empire's provinces, with only a few cell faces mixed in among them. At first, they cheered and shouted, throwing flower petals at the boys of the 51st's front ranks. But then, seemingly in an instant, the tone shifted. The cheers ceased, a hush rippling its way up the road toward the arches of Celandriel's eastern gates. Unease prickled along Tariana's skin, and she searched for what might have triggered the change in mood, because now the hush was being replaced with murmurs of anger. Not at the boys forming the 51st, but at the man driving the chariot in the midst of them, the flags marked with a 37 flying above him.
"Ostornik," she said, leaning closer to the boy. What's going on? Beneath his helmet, the young legatus's jaw tightened.
The consul's policies are not favored by the Peregrini. There is a great deal of ill will toward him.
Toward Cassius, and by extension, Marcus. Because it was the 37th that had put Lucius Cassius in control of the Empire, which meant many would see him as complicit in everything Cassius had done since, regardless of the 37th having spent most of his term in the Dark Shores. The parade ground to a halt at the gates, and a legionnaire with armor bearing a 27 trotted through the parting ranks to stop in front of Marcus's chariot.
The 37th Legion requests the right of triumph for our victories across the endless seas.
Marcus's voice carried across the crowds.
Will Celandriel open its gates? Do you recognize the authority of the Senate?
The other man replied.
Do you swear your life and loyalty to the Empire?
I do.
Tarianna shivered, looking away, even as the soldier declared,
The 37th is granted its triumph.
Horns blared and drums thundered, their music filling Tarianna's ears as the men marched through the gate. She looked up as they passed beneath the dragon mounted atop of it, the gilded serpent that poisoned all it sank its teeth into. And she wasn't certain whether she wanted to vomit or scream. Instead, she whispered, You haven't won yet. And then turned her eyes to the streets ahead, to the path that would take her face to face with her greatest enemy.